And this is where the real magic of our
Rent the Kids is important.
So it's a laundry room, but as you can see, there's a shower here. And then there's a handicapped accessible bathroom in here.
Next month, Cheryl Pooler and Rosemary Townsend will open The Cove, a 2,600-square-foot space outfitted with the resources that homeless students are looking for in their day-to-day life.
For our students, these are two really major needs that they have reported to us.
The Cove is its own 501c3 and will serve roughly 90 students from Waco University and Brazos Credit Recovery High Schools. These Waco Independent School District students have been identified as homeless and unaccompanied. This means the students are living with people that don't have legal guardianship or custody over them. Pooler, who is also the homeless liaison for Waco ISD, says the Cove falls into the city's overall efforts to alleviate homelessness.
The kinds of problems we're seeing is just a lack of resources, which when you say you're going to end homelessness, that doesn't mean nobody ever becomes homeless. What it means is a community has acquired enough resources that needs can be met as they arise. And we're not there yet.
In the last school year, there was an estimated 1,100 Waco ISD students who were homeless. That number is nearly double the homeless student population in 2012. And across all Texas schools last year, that number was more than 113,000, nearly 2% of the state's student population.
There's a lot of high mobility that we see in these kids. And so as they're bouncing around, they can fall behind in school. And they're not resting well. Oftentimes it's poverty piling in on top of poverty when it's the doubling up piece.
Doubling up is when multiple families live together. And according to the National Center for Homeless Education, nearly 80% of homeless Texas students in the 2013-2014 school year did just that. But for others, Pooler says, that's not an option.
I have a lot of families living in hotels. Not great hotels either. They're not so pretty hotels. But that's what they can afford, and that's where they are. So we send a school bus to the hotel to bring them into their school of origin every day. And then sometimes I have families in their cars, or literally kids. We've had kids sleeping on the street or in behind the bus barn. It's very, very hard to imagine, but this is really, truly happening in Waco every single day.
Schools estimate their student homeless population through a federal formula. You take the total enrollment for any school in any district, factor out the percentage of students that receive free and reduced lunch, and 10% of that number is how you predict the homeless population for any given school in any given district. These students, as defined under the McKinney-Vento Act, lack a fixed, regular, and adequate nighttime residence. But for Destiny Fernandez, being a homeless youth was more than that.
I felt at the time when everything else was in chaos and everything was kind of unstable, I was really looking for stability. I was looking for a community of people to feel like home.
Fernandez found that stability in school organizations like soccer and cheerleading. But the whole time, she says, she was looking for help to navigate the labyrinthine trials she was going through.
When a traumatic experience happens and you experience homelessness, you kind of don't know where to go, who to talk to, who to ask questions, because there's almost a fear of you're not going to know, you know, how your family's going to be perceived, or if you're going to get taken away, or just what's going to happen.
Fernandez now sits on the Cove's board as a student advocate, offering direction and input into the needs of homeless youth. But apart from meals and a place to do laundry, Townsend, who is the fundraising chair and co-founder of the Cove, says the nonprofit aims to provide mentorship and help students set specific goals. One of those goals is graduating. Research has shown that 75% of homeless youth will drop out.
So I'm looking at it very holistically, whether there's specific needs in terms of them being healthy, but also what are their dreams, what are those enrichments that we could partner with different folks in our community to get them to be.
Each of the 90 students that walk through the Cove's doors this fall will first be asked where they are staying for the night. And if they're not sure, staff and case managers will work to figure it out. Fernandez says that's the support homeless youth need.
It's going to feel like a second chance. It's going to feel like someone's just given you a home.
For KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.